This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennett out for a few days. Now it's college shopping with his daughter, John Trandum, District 45 Republican chairman, coming up tomorrow. On Wednesday, Ed Schaefer, former governor of North Dakota, former ag secretary, former UND president. He'll be in. And Scott back on Thursday, live from Minot with Energy Transfer Partners CEO Kelsey Warren. And lots more coming up. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, there's a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential and take on leadership roles in your profession and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession, earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing for $15,000. You can get that degree. It's a remarkable value compared to some other programs elsewhere. It's going to run even $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others is what you do and caring for you is what we do. Classes we get every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN to apply. Oh, I don't have my presidential music ready. I was going to get ready. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in for Scott Hennett today. And what's on your mind?
Thank you, Scott. We will...
Scott.
Or Todd.
Wow. We're up to a point.
Hey.
We don't look that alike, do we?
You're too far away to kick me.
I didn't think we looked that much alike, but...
So we continue our discussion with Brian Kalk. Also, in the second hour, I guess we have Miles Moretti, the CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation, and Cindy Sanford is going to be here with all the information on the tremendous number of job openings in Western North Dakota. And if you have calls, questions, you can call at 701-258-0550. That's 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. We got something across the wire here that weather cancellations today. Tennis in Minot. Both my daughters were headed to Minot to play tennis. That has been canceled. And tomorrow's Bismarck track meet is also canceled. So it's going to be a rough week on spring sports, I suspect.
Well, the ball doesn't bounce as well in the snow, we found out. So,
well, you know,
it's easy to find that yellow ball in the white snow, but...
I've learned that canceling track meets is really all about the parents, because if you want to freeze, just go sit in a lawn chair and watch the ball go back and forth. They can play and they're warm, but it's like, I got more coats of jackets.
You know, we here in North Dakota and Minnesota run when it's cold out, so yeah, we don't cancel the track meet because the track people won't run. They'll still run.
It's the parents.
Exactly. You nailed it.
So. Brian Kalk is on the line. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for staying with us through the break.
Absolutely, Ron. Happy to, had to be here.
Brian is the Director of Energy Systems Development at the Environmental Energy and Research Center at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. Was previously the Public Service Commissioner for 8 years and has a broad energy experience history. And Brian is going to share with us in this segment kind of about the scope of EERC and a special event that's coming up in June. You want to tell us about, Brian?
Oh, absolutely, Ron. Yeah, I guess to key up first, the EERC has Energizing North Dakota. It's a June 7th in the afternoon, June 8th, all day, you know, presentations about what the future of energy holds. And we're really hoping to get Secretary Perry here. We've invited him down, as well as our senators, Senators Heitkamp and Hoven, as well as Congressman Kramer. And really what the conference is around, what the EERC is doing for the region, potentially around the country and also around the world. And what we're hoping to hear from the Secretary is how now we've got the Trump administration in place, there's probably going to be less regulatory things coming down, but more of what's the business case for energy development? How do we figure out how to maximize more of what the U.S. has for energy, whether it's coal, wind, natural gas, oil? And so that's the big event we'll have coming up here. And our website, undeerc.org, has got all the scoop if folks want to attend. But kind of to pare it back down, Ron, I guess, to get to the brass tactics, what I'm really excited about is to be part of this team that's been up here since the 50s that, you know, I didn't even realize the scope of this place. It's much more than North Dakota. It's much more than the Midwest. They operate and work with customers in 50 different countries around the world, companies all over the state, just trying to figure out ways to make energy more efficient, ways to bring that next generation of technology to play. And I think you were, of course, at the Lignite Research Council when Governor Bergman talked about when he was at Microsoft how their research budget was $6 billion. And so trying to educate people about the importance of investing in energy research, but most importantly, I think from my viewpoint, is not only energy security, but like we talked about before, energy dominance for our country, because I think it's just good for everything if we can put the U.S. in that position.
Well, and when you look at EERC, I think it is a vastly undervalued resource for North Dakota. It is you've got about 300 research scientists, people with incredible knowledge and skill there in dealing with all types of energies, hydrogen, renewables, oil, coal, natural gas, and not just, as you say, in a North Dakota scope, but in terms of a world scope, how we really produce more energy with a smaller footprint, cleaner energy, better energy. And you guys have been at the forefront of that, and certainly on the oil and gas side in North Dakota, that we have really put all of our chips into the basket of utilizing the skills and the resources at EERC. And there's a program there called the Bakken Optimization, and that's the focus of trying to get more oil out of that rock. With the best technology in the world today, out of every 100 barrels out of every 100 barrels of oil, we only get about 7 or 8. So the upside, and that was probably 2 or 3 barrels in 2006 and 2007 and 8. So we've made a vast improvement itself, but the future is so bright in all of these energy sources and what we can do in this country to really rise the tide of all of the boats. And this Energizing North Dakota conference on June 7th and June 8th is for all of the energy sectors. And it's really a look to the future, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity. Brian, can you talk a little bit about when you were the Public Service Commissioner and you guys were involved in big projects, and what are the key decision points that companies make when you're looking at a gas plant? I look here, and today we've got 28 gas plants operating in North Dakota with the ability to process over 2 billion cubic feet a day. That's about a 700% increase since 2006, $13 billion invested. Where are we going in the future with investments in energy in North Dakota?
No, great question, Ron. I mean, to answer your first part of your question is that the big driver I saw on the PSC, which I continue to see here today at the EERC, is two things. One is there a regulatory compliance thing they have to do, like they have to put a new scrubber on a coal plant or they have to do something with pipeline safety. So you have a regulatory driver and or a business driver. And so can they make some money on something? And so, you know, when I look at, you know, the future, I don't see a lot of you know, new rules coming with mercury and sulfur dioxide and those things. Those things have kind of, you know, those problems have been solved. We have the technology for mercury removal. We're doing those kind of things. I think what we're really going to see now is, you know, what's the business case, like as you talked about, to get more oil out of the ground? What's the business case to make sure we're continuing to purify the water so we can have it for other uses? You know, what's the business case that we can, you know, get the oil out of the ground and send it down to the markets efficiently, that what we could take the natural gas and we could maybe send some more of it downhole, take some ethane and go get some more gas or oil out that we could sell the propane. So I think you're going to see as companies making decisions about, okay, what is it that we can do with this resources that maximizes the ability to use it, that also gets jobs to the region. And I think the challenge is going to be that we still have this anti-everything crowd. They don't want coal. They don't want wind. They don't want natural gas. And so I think the challenge is going to be keep the technologies going, keep the practical applications, but be constantly trying to, those people that don't want any kind of thing out there, That, to me, is the biggest risk we face. We can't not let these voices dominate our discussion because they're against. We get anti-wind guys. We get anti-coal guys. You get anti-oil guys. But everybody wants reliable, affordable energy. So, to me, that's the crux of where this discussion is going to continue in the next few years.
Well, and that's really where EERC comes in, is that that ability to bring all the parties together. And in instance of oil and coal, can you develop a capture technology that works on the North Dakota coal plants, capture that CO2, and then reinject it back into these oil fields and add new life into existing oil fields, something that really is what's going to be needed in the Bakken as we try and continue to increase the productivity of that resource. So, Brian, thank you very much for being our guest today. Great things going on up at EERC, and I think your moving over there was a signal of the significant input and value of that organization. So have a great day, and we'll be back after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In Your Mind, brought to you by MBI Energy Services. We encourage employee involvement, career development, and a healthy work environment. MBI is one of the fastest growing service companies in the North Dakota petroleum industry, an industry leader because of our people. MBI can offer our employees a wide variety of job positions, opportunities for advancement. MBI's extensive safety and training programs and quality equipment show statement to our dedication and the safety of our employees and the environment. MBI Energy Services values their employees' health and well-being and extends a comprehensive benefit plan to eligible employees and their dependents. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Find out more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Click Join Our Team to complete an application. What's in your mind, Scott Hennen, back Thursday and today? The North Dakota Petroleum Council President, Ron Ness.
Thank you very much. And, Todd, this should be headlines. This news is just out this morning. It should be tomorrow morning's newspaper headlines. It should be this. North Dakota Game and Fish announces that the North Dakota mule deer population is up 16% from last year and 58% in the long-term average. That means more opportunities for North Dakota hunters and sportsmen. And I think this is a great piece of research that's coming out, and it just so happens to coincide with our next guest is Miles Moretti, the CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation. Miles is out of Salt Lake City, and Mule Deer has a tremendous organization across this country and has really been an incredible conservation organization and hunting organization in North Dakota. Good morning, Miles. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on today. It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
So why don't you give us a little background on what Mule Deer is doing across the country, Miles, and the scope of the organization and really the primary objectives that you guys have.
Sure. Well, we're a nonprofit wildlife organization, and we're focused on mule deer and blacktail deer, and we're growing like crazy. People are realizing that across most of the West and mule deer are populations are generally in decline, and so we're working hard to reverse that trend, and we work with state wildlife agencies, industry, and other NGO partners to try to reverse that trend. But we have 150 chapters spread across most of the Western and Central United States that are local chapters raising funds for mule deer projects, and of course our members are also volunteers on a lot of projects.
Your regional director, Marshall Johnson in North Dakota, he's been over in Billings for a number of years. Now he's moving back to Bismarck, and we think that's going to make a big boost in North Dakota's Mule Deer Foundation activities, having Marshall located in Bismarck and working across North and South Dakota. One of the things that I really appreciate about the Mule Deer Foundation is that something that you had said is that the mule deer are where the energy is oftentimes across the Western United States, and the fact that we need to all work together with the landowners instead of working against each other, Miles. That's something that the Mule Deer Foundation has really done a great job of.
Well, I always say that it seems like there's world-class energy resources underneath world-class mule deer habitat. And so we're pretty much linked at the hip with the oil and gas industry. And they're one of our great partners all across the mule deer country. And we work closely with industry, and they've been just a great partner at working with us and helping us where we need help and funding and equipment. And then, of course, also great. Most of the people that work in the oil and gas industry are also hunters and fishermen. And so it's a great partnership for us.
Well, we certainly have been happy to have the partnership with the Mule Deer Foundation and our members across Western North Dakota. I know you've got seven chapters in North Dakota: Bismarck, Dickinson, Elgin, Fargo, Minot, Watford City, and Williston. Certainly those are all the areas across Western North Dakota where our members are. And part of those communities, there was a banquet in Dickinson, which I understand was real good the other night. But probably the big story in the past year was the Outdoor Heritage Fund grant and the some of the plots projects that you guys have done. You want to give us a little update on any of that?
Yeah, the plots program is, those of you in North Dakota know, those that are not, it's public land opportunity or trespass for sportsmen. I think that's what it is. I always get that acronym mixed up. But anyhow, it's an access program. And we have applied for an Outdoor Heritage Fund grant, which has been great. It's opened up, as much as 40,000 acres across North Dakota, and kind of the golden project there is the Byron Richard Ranch there out in Golden Valley County, and it's 21,000 acres that has been opened up to sportsmen, and we're working closely with the landowner to improve that area for mule deer and other wildlife, and as more people see this project, this program, they want to get involved, and we're looking for more partners all the time.
Yeah, they're having a that Richards Ranch, which is north of Beach, is a tremendous new project and great for North Dakota sportsmen. They're having a work day out there, I believe, June 24th, and I'm going to go out and work with Marshall that day, and should be a great day. But you know, one of the other things that you have done very well is your Muley program, and I know it's a very strong program in North Dakota, and I believe its roots are from North Dakota, and I suspect it's across your entire organization now.
Yeah, well, it started in Bismarck. Our local chapter started. They came up with the acronym MULE, and I do know that one really well. It's mindful, understanding, lawful, educated youth, and ethical youth. And it started there, and we thought the program was so great that we brought it to national and made it a national program with MDF. And right now we're running over 20,000 kids a year, and our goal is to get up to 30,000 kids a year, teaching them about hunting, teaching them about shooting, ethics in the field. And so it's a great program, and just wanted to make sure to give a shout-out to the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They donated $10,000 for us to use this fall on a mobile muley trailer that we can take around to the different events. And for the last 3 years, we've had a presence at the Bakken cookouts and city events. And so, again, we're appreciative of industry and all the ways they're helping us.
Just a note from somebody on my staff that work day at the Richards Ranch has been changed to July 15th. But if you've got young people in and around the Bismarck area, the Youth Muley Day is July 8th, east of Bismarck at Freed's Family Shooting Range near Moffitt. Kids will have the opportunity to shoot rifles, handguns, shotguns, archery, as well as several other stations dealing with the outdoors and conservation. And it provides a lunch for them as well. It is truly a great program to get your young folks out there and encourage them and inspire them to understand the value of outdoors. And my son did that in the first and second year, and it was really a great program, not only for safety and understanding, but good opportunity to understand the importance of conservation. So, Miles, thanks for being our guest today, and we look forward to working with the Mule Deer Foundation going forward.
All right, thanks. You guys have a great day.
For What's New Mind on the Way, Job Service, North Dakota Williston, Customer Service Office Manager, Cindy Sanford, and you coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features North Dakota Safety Council safety consultant Rick Halderson telling a story on the importance of ag safety.
One was actually a grain bin entry on a farm that had a big mechanical sweep in it, and the sweep was not locked out at the time, and combination of flowing grain came down upon the person and the grain clean out, and it actually took his leg off up to the knee. He survived, but it's a hugely devastating thing for families when things like this happen, especially if it's a principal or somebody that's key in providing labor on that farm. If they go to the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks, production comes to kind of a screeching halt. So it's something just to make sure we're keeping in our minds and trying to keep safe every minute of every day.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
What's on your mind? 701-250-5050 1-800-228-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennenbach. Thursday, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here today. We're brought to you by High Plains Apache, not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company that others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring. Drift always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Our customers have made it clear they work hard for their money, and when they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most from their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why, when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. It's proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. The ET Ag on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And the ET Ag Center is able to offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache. I remind you, they have parts for all brands of sprayers. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. The ET Ag Center for all your application parts, any make, any model. Apache Sprayer, providing you the power to climb your toughest grades and get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. Fuel-efficient, reliable, provides leading operator comfort with the state-of-art noise dampening inside the cab so you can hear what's in your mind more clearly. And an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. Apache Sprayer, 1701 Eastside Court, across from Bonanza in Mandan. Scott Hennenbach, Thursday, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in today on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. In our last segment today, we're going to have Cindy Sanford. She's the customer service manager at the Williston Job Service. And this is the latest news from the McKenzie County Farmer late last week. Job openings in northwestern North Dakota leapt 16% from February to March, hitting 1,434 openings, a high not seen since 2015. The biggest issue is finding people with good driving records, she said. And wages are on the rise too, up from $18 an hour to $28 an hour for CDL truck drivers. There are many other opportunities, I suspect. And our guest today, Cindy, she is the lady with the knowledge, and we are in serious need of workers across North Dakota, but specifically on the rise again in western North Dakota. And Cindy has been the go-to gal for jobs in North Dakota for many, many years. So welcome, Cindy.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
Give us the bottom line in at the Williston Job Service and what you're in need of, where people are coming from, and what people listening can do if they or others are looking for new work opportunities?
Well, I'll start with where they need to go. They need to go to jobsnd.com, and they can look up any type of job across the state or in western North Dakota, what they're looking for. We're definitely seeing a rise. Not only what we're seeing is a nice rise in both non-oil field and oil field positions. Like January, we had just for Divide, Williams, and McKenzie, there was 537 positions open, just new positions. And February is 498, March 691. So we're seeing, and it's about even, 378 oil field positions, 313 non-oil field positions. So it's getting to be a nice balance. We're starting to see more and more families come, and companies still, even in 2011, 12, 13, they wanted somebody that was local, somebody that is here. And the jobs that are here are going to be long-term. So we need, as far as the oil field, there's roustabouts and CDL drivers. And, of course, there's just a nationwide, they need CDL drivers across the United States and, of course, across North Dakota. Because there is such a demand for it, we are starting to see an increase in wages in the CDL drivers. So that's happening. We're starting to see a little bit of housing coming back. They're not providing housing, but they're giving a housing stipend. Oil States Energy Services is here today. They're having a job fair. They need 20 people, and they have housing incentives for people that are looking to come out and kind of try it out, see if they want to come out and live here and have a good, solid job. So we also see from January 1st to end of March, we had 27 job fairs, either in our office or outside of our office, and every single one of those needed double and triple digit people. They were all looking for people, and we're just not seeing the people come in the door like we did in 2012, 2013. So we definitely have a labor shortage.
And Cindy, I think that's going to be one of the big dilemmas. In 2010, 11, 12, 13, the rest of the country was in recession. The Bakken was really the only oil and gas play that had this type of activity going on. Today, you've got a better economy across the country. You've got probably oil and gas people on the exploration side of the world, is what we're talking about here. They probably went to Texas or Oklahoma. They ramped up activity sooner. So we've got to really broaden our scope and thought about how we're going to find and attract people rather than just continuing to steal them from each other. I went to jobsnd.com, as you indicated, and I hit on the oil states, and it took me to today's job fair, 9 to 3 p.m. at your job service. And what it says is hiring field service techs. Tell us what it takes to be, what's the skill set that they're looking for in field service techs?
Well, they need to have some type of mechanical aptitude. They're looking for good driving records. And when I'm talking about good driving records, is, in 3 years, how many speeding tickets do you have? So, that's what they look at. It's not the DUIs. Of course, we see some of that come across. But you really need to have a good driving record, and that seems to be a little bit of an issue, with the lead foot for people who like to speed a little bit. Now, their tool maintenance position that they've got there, that is in-house. So that the driving doesn't matter on that one, and that is just retooling. And the nice thing about oil states right now is they're willing to train you. So they are taking people that don't have experience and are sitting down and putting them in the training program, and they do have a very good training program also. And that's what we're seeing now is the more seasons, we did have a lot of people come back that had callbacks, and now we're back into maybe what they call more of a green employee that doesn't have the experience, but they're still looking for that maintenance information. They have some kind of maintenance qualities or skills.
And you've got a great training program at Wilson State College with TrainND. One of the things that when you talk about really a mechanical understanding of mechanical machines and things. And historically, you're just talking about a North Dakota farm kid. And
yep.
In the absence of a North Dakota farm kid, which there aren't as many as there were 30 or 40 years ago, what are the specific skill sets that somebody from somewhere else might think about when you talk about mechanical aptitude?
Well, it's that construction workers are also a very good fit because they're able to, you know, work with their hands and they can see what has to happen. You have to have that aptitude where you can make some decisions on how things work. I'm kind of drawing a blank on a good explanation, but there's
good old common sense. Clean driving records and good old common sense gets you a long ways in this world.
Yes. Another thing I was going to mention, too, is what we are seeing. So, for, you know, if you're looking at McKinsey and Williams County, our average age now, or median age, excuse me, the median age is 32 in Williams County and 30 in Watford City, or in McKinsey County. So we are seeing a huge increase of younger population coming. And lots and lots of families. I think one of the things that has happened is the schools have continued to grow and families have continued. So we're still open for business. We never did close and families have started to continue to come. So the lifestyle here also is being continued and the infrastructure they've put in here has really made it a nice place for families to get started here. It's a good jumping off place.
Cindy, how about some of the non skilled positions and in terms of office secondary employment type positions? What are you seeing in those regard?
Well, we're starting to see an uptick in agriculture, so we're seeing some jobs there. Definitely see an uptick in some retail positions, admin, and then some of the more professional, like in the hospital area or dentistry or the law field. So there really probably isn't a job that you can't think of that's not there right now. IT is becoming more prominent, so we're seeing some IT positions. A lot of those are more entry-level right now. We haven't seen a lot of the upscale ones are more for the oil field. Those are being done at their home office, but we are starting to see a little bit of that trickle here too also.
Cindy, a lot of the work previously was 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and in terms of the truck drivers and the rig hands and the folks that are working for the completion companies, what type of options do you have now if you're out there and you're thinking about you need a job? Are those options still available?
They are available. They're not as prominent as they used to be because we do have the housing here. You know, that was one of the issues that we didn't have. We didn't have that infrastructure. But there is housing now, affordable housing. And so that really helps the situation. We are starting to see a little more of the two on, two off, or 20 days on, 10 off. So we are seeing some of that. But it is not to the point where it was in 2012, 13. 14.
Our guest is Cindy Sanford. She's the customer service manager at the Williston Job Service. She's going to stay with us through the break. If you have any questions about job opportunities in Western North Dakota, and I believe these are career opportunities, as we've seen a lot of people move up quickly in the energy industry across Western North Dakota, you can call us at 258-0550. That's 701-258-0550. We'll be back right after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota, and our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's on your mind? I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed out until Thursday, out to school shopping with his daughter. Coming up tomorrow, District 5, 45 Republican Chairman John Trandum will be guest hosting. Ed Schaefer back Wednesday, former governor of North Dakota. Congressman Kramer's talk radio town hall will happen on Wednesday, at least is scheduled to. Scott back Thursday. We'll talk with CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, Kelsey Warned. Get an update on the Dakota Access Pipeline and more going on. Meanwhile, today, it is Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and what's in your mind?
Thank you, Todd. We're in our final segment this morning. Our guest is Cindy Sanford with the Williston Job Service. She's talking about the the 1,400 plus openings in Western North Dakota's energy industry and across other sectors. Tremendous opportunities for now you and your spouse. There are, as Sean Wanko told us earlier, the cost of the apartment rentals has come down by more than 50%, back down in line, I think, with what you would find anywhere else across North Dakota. So you're competitive. There are apartments, there are hotels, there is infrastructure. These communities have upgraded their schools, their wellness centers, their fine dining establishments, and we are now needing to reach out further and recruit more people. Cindy has told us they've had 27 job fairs, and if you are interested, go to jobsnd.com and type in oil field. After you hit job seekers, type in oil field and take a look. There are tremendous opportunities. And Cindy, we had talked just briefly about the wages. I know when we had done this about a decade ago, and we talked about how to get people to relocate to North Dakota, one of the big things was that we had jobs that paid well. What are you seeing in terms of the average pay of you've got, when I went on that website now, two things popped up. A frac operator, which is someone that else is out working on the completions, and Class A CDL truck drivers. What type of wages are we talking about?
Well, depending on experience, that can be anywhere from 18 up to some companies are paying as high as 28, and there's a few out there that 10% that have major skills are getting as high as 35. So we have seen an increase, especially in truck driving. We've seen an increase in those wages. Some of the wages in some of the larger companies may be $15. Then you go and take a test, and you get a $25 or 25 cent raise, 50 cent raise. But what happens is there's a lot of overtime with that also. So if you want to work hours, there's overtime. And of course, with lack of labor, there's definitely more overtime also. So the wages can vary all over, but what are you looking for? I mean, that's what we tell people. Are you looking for outstanding benefits, because there's 100% health care, there's housing on top of some of those? You know, you might be paying $16 an hour, but you get a housing stipend. In some cases, you'll get a per diem per day. You have got health care, vision, 401k, you have all of those. So it's hard to say apples to apples, because each company has all different kinds of incentives for their employees. It just depends on what is the employee looking for.
One of the sections I pulled up on the website here says solids control technician operator, job requirements, high school degree. And I think what you just mentioned is one of the things that job seekers should look at is that, you know, I hear $25 to $30 wages, and those are certainly out there. There's lots of places, but there are also many of them that may start you at $15. They will teach you the job skills. We are talking 100% tremendous benefit packages with a high school degree. You can go to work, and certainly any advanced skills that you have beyond that, just add to your skill set and your opportunities, and you can get some of those skill sets through the companies or through the local universities. Chancellor Hagerout has started a Bakken University program with all of the colleges in Western North Dakota. University of Mary now has a program in Watford City. So the big thing is really to recognize the tremendous upside of the job opportunities. And even throughout the downturn, many of the people who wanted to stay here were able to transition over into the production side of the business. Isn't that true, Cindy?
That's very true. We saw a lot of people that have stayed, wanted to stay, and constantly, if there was a layoff, people were here and going, I have a home, I like living here, I like going, I have the availability of hunting or the park, they like the outside, they like everything about North Dakota. We've really attracted some really strong candidates to be North Dakotans. And I think that if you want to learn a skill set, and like you said, if you have a high school degree, not sure that what you want to do, coming out in the oil fields and working is going to give you some outstanding skills that you're going to be able to take anywhere. Those are going to be lifelong skills that you're going to be able to take wherever you decide to go, or if you stay and decide to stay in the industry, it's only going to give you a plus. Those certificates and that information that you're going to learn can never be taken away. So it's a great opportunity, and it doesn't cost you anything but moving out here and going to work.
Well, and certainly there are advanced opportunities in the terms of engineering. We now have a petroleum engineering school at University of North Dakota. There are geologists. There are all types of chemistry and science positions. But the bottom line is it's a great place in Western North Dakota, an opportunity for our sons and daughters to get tremendous job opportunities that we didn't have in the past. JobsND.com, tremendous growth, again, coming in terms of availability of workers needed. And Cindy, thank you for being our guest today. And Todd, it's been a great pleasure today.
Rod, always good to see you.
Good to see you.
Random tomorrow, Ed Schaefer Wednesday, and what's on your mind?
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.